Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Doing Right for the Right Reasons.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you may have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. The Gospel of the Lord. We hear in today's Gospel how prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are meaningless unless they are motivated by a sincere and faithful relationship with God. We actually are called to live for God rather than to be seen by others. Yet we cannot do without the good example of those who make a deep impression on our lives. We are attracted to that spirit of strength and compassion which prompts us to follow with our personal acts of justice and mercy. Jesus offers the proper perspective. Maybe he was trying to develop a humble attitude in his followers. Almsgiving, accompanied by a trumpet blast, may be an exaggeration of actual practices in the time of Jesus, but certainly could be noticed, in fact, highlighted in real time today, subject to the daily bombardment of the media, internet, and instant technology. However, it does point to the fact that an act of charity could turn into an act of pride involving some sort of public display. The words of Jesus call us to prayerful discernment as to the motives behind our good deeds. Sometimes they can evoke a similar act of kindness in another and turn into a GoFundMe initiative on Facebook or elsewhere that achieves great results in responding to a particular tragedy. Love always is the balance in our decision-making. Perhaps Matthew is directing attention toward those who are wrongfully motivated in their strict compliance with the law. It is not always easy to have the right intentions when it comes to our behavior. There are many influences and distractions which can lead us astray. Without the support of others in community, we may not be sufficiently confident to take risks. But as faithful followers of Jesus, we can do this together as the body of Christ and really make a difference in our world, now at risk and in tremendous need. Together, as a community of God's love, we can do the right thing, guided by the example of Jesus and strengthened by the Spirit of truth. I close now with a favorite psalm prayer of mine, Psalm 26, and I use Nan Merrill's translation from her book, Psalms for Praying. Speak on my behalf, O beloved, for I would choose the path of wholeness, trusting in your love without reserve. May my heart be as your heart. May my mind be as your mind, as your steadfast love guides me. As I live in faithfulness to you, I walk with friends of integrity and associate with those who live in truth. I love the company of faith-filled people, and I count myself among those who make your word their own. Amen.